I probably would like to start this conversation with a thing that is, it might be subjective, but it's my idea. We tend to focus very much in the last period on women, and even March month is a women month, and we understand that women need help, and that's true. But men are also there. They also struggle. They also need help. They also need orientation in what they need or what they would like to do. So that's why I'm here today with Luis Seghetto, who came in to present an Infoman ASBL here in Luxembourg. And I'm really sure we're going to find more from him. Thank you, Luis, for coming. Hi.
Hi, thank you for the invite.
And just a quick information before you start. It's an ASBL that contributes to the diversification of masculine roles in a more open society here. And I had before an ASBL, which were fighting as well for men, husbands' rights, because after divorce, it's a bit complicated in Luxembourg how the rights are divided. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Infoman, it's something new as well to me, so we would like to find more. But first, tell us a bit about yourself, Luis.
Okay. So I'm a psychologist at Infoman. So I did psychology studies in the Netherlands. I've been working at Infoman for around a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a very exciting year, very interesting year as well. But we're going to get to that, I guess, in a minute. More about myself, I guess. My free time, I like to go running because it's good for my mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to be active as well in events going on in the city, if they're English speaking, even better.
Yeah. How did you get to Infoman then and to become a psychologist there?
So Infoman specifically, I moved back to Luxembourg after my studies and having worked in the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so lucky to find an open position for this job. I also did not hear about Infoman before starting to work there. But I checked out their website and I just immediately saw that it was a match because... the topic of masculinity is something I also personally relate to, of course, as a man, of the societal pressure, and then to be actively working on that, contributing to society in that aspect just is, it feels amazing.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about Infoman. What's Infoman about, generally?
Yes, so Infoman has, I think, two different directions that we go to, or three. One of them is the is, for instance, we go into schools and we work with children, with boys or with girls, and we try to address gender stereotypes and how to break them down, how to break down barriers, always in collaboration, of course, with schools, but also we call them like youth houses, maison des jeunes.
Mm-hmm.
And other institutions where you can find children. Then the part I am more involved in is the psychosocial consultations that we offer to our clients.
Mm-hmm.
Social being, like sometimes people who see us need help in some procedures that they have. And then we also, the psychological consultations are with either a psychologist or someone who has been trained in giving the consultations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they will often address topics such as like masculinity in itself. What does it mean to be a man in 2024?
Do you have an answer to this question? What does it mean to be a man in 2024?
Well, the questions I often hear is, am I still a man if, for instance, I'm at home, you know, mm-hmm. not contributing financially to the household? Am I still a man if I do this and that? Am I still a man if, you know, you name it, everything comes up, everything seems to be related somehow to masculinity. And if men do not fulfill their role as a... you know, provider, caretaker, you know, dare to express emotions mm-hmm. that might jeopardize their masculinity. So I always say anything you do is masculine because you are a man. So if you identify as a man and you are a man, you are just a man. Everything by definition is masculine that you do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Who is the team behind us? Who are you?
So we are four people who do the consultation. We have one social worker. And then we have two people who go into schools, and then we also have a secretary.
And how often do you go to the school? Do you have a program, a special schedule where you do this, or is just the ideas?
It's highly sought after. So it should also be noted that all of our services are for free.
Uh-huh.
We are funded by the Ministry of, the name changed now, it's the Ministry of Equality Between Genders and Diversity.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to schools, and which is also free for the schools, but they're always booked out 6 months in advance because mm-hmm. it's really sought after.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know.
Who are the people, men or, I don't know, both women, who can access your services?
So it's important to say that Infoman means information for men in mm-hmm. Luxembourgish. So it's only for men or boys, just to create a space where we can talk about masculinity, I guess, and deconstruct some of the, you know, prevailing images that exist mm-hmm. Of men that I mentioned earlier as well. And they really come from every class of society. We have people, you know, who live on social benefits. We have people in really higher positions, such as like CEOs. So there's really from everything. Every man seems to be affected by questions of masculinity.
If you would say there are, let's say, if you name three main problems that are facing the men in Luxembourg, what would that be?
In Luxembourg, compared to other countries such as like the Netherlands, where I now lived in, there's still a more rigid image of masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
A man, you know, should not show his emotions. I think that is a big one. Or a man should not seek for help because you're supposed to be this lone wolf.
Yeah.
Trying to...
Like, no show up weak.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. Because weak means, I mean, that's, of course, sexism. Means to be less manly, be more feminine, and then that is regarded as negative.
Mm-hmm.
And in the consultations, we can first of all talk about everything you do is still masculine, and feminine is not a weakness.
How can they find you?
Mm-hmm. So finding we have social media. We're mm-hmm. on Instagram, Infoman Act Together, as well as on Facebook. A lot of the organizations are that we collaborate with will be in the network, let's say.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
then we also have a website. It's infoman.lu or Infoman acttogether.lu.
Mm-hmm.
We also try to participate in events. I think as of now, we've been really focused on the Luxembourgish community, as well as the community that speaks French or that has lived longer. But I think with initiatives such as like with Ara City Radio, this is our second collaboration already.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really great gateway to reach a new demographic of people.
Yeah, especially the expats.
Exactly.
People who are integrating here, and for them it's new,
yeah.
Especially for men who are probably just following their wife, and it's just their wife mm-hmm. who found a job, but they are still looking for this. It's another struggle. I mean, there are so many things just to talk, so it's so much better to have many languages and many, you know, social demographics, as I said, to touch.
So I now talked about the different services that Infoman does. I didn't focus so much on yet that we are also, so we are the country's only organization working with men and boys.
Mm-hmm.
But we also are, I think with the topic of masculinity, the topic of domestic violence can also come up.
Okay,
We also trained and specialized in that. So it's not just masculinity, but also domestic violence. And for people, for men who are affected by domestic violence, we also in rare cases have housing opportunities for them. But that is always, of course, based on the case. But it's good to know that there's an option
yes.
for people who may be affected.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lou. It was really informative. And I wish you good luck to any project that you have. And let us have happy men in Luxembourg and in the entire world, because they're also there. We just tend to forget that we, like, as you said, we tend to think that they are powerful, strong, and they don't suffer.
Yeah.
It's good to be like this. But no, they are just human beings as women as well. So we have to focus on them as well. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.